This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
It's Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 70. I know Bridget feels a little hijacked from that episode 69.
We had plans for that specific episode number, but, you know.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Are you over it yet?
I am. Okay. I mean, the thing is that you guys recorded that so long ago, too.
Yeah.
So much has happened since that recording.
Yeah. We literally, you said 42 days since it me is, and you, since episode 68.
Yes.
So then 69 must have been right after that. It's been over 30 days since
I think it
last.
Happened, like, legit the next day. Oh, yeah,
oh,
it did.
Oh, was the next day?
It hit the day that we released 68.
Okay.
You recorded 69 with Joey.
Okay. So literally over 40 days ago since we've had a podcast out there. So that's kind of crazy.
It's a long time.
That is a long time. Is that our longest hiatus here?
Yes, because you were, when you first started, you wanted to go like every week, and we were doing it up until
2000.
Up until like the summer.
Probably.
And then towards the end of the summer, you started getting busy.
Yeah, it's been really crazy.
Yeah.
So much has happened. I mean, there's just stuff that that happened so long ago
that we haven't even talked about ourselves.
Exactly. I mean, we can kind of just flow through it. I mean, yeah. I think it's probably quote unquote older news now because it happened so far.
But it's really not.
Right. So I guess, you know, a couple of them would be two mass shootings and one terror attack since then. And it's really sad because we talked about this in episode 68 because some
Vegas just happened
at that time.
Right.
And now we've had this many more. Now I'm sure there's other, you know, things that are happening around that we are not hearing about, but so the terror attack was
on Halloween in New York.
And you know, that was, my boss actually lives in New York and it was four blocks from her house.
Yeah.
So when she had given us a safety message on our corporate calls that we have, that was one of them, was how to deal in that type of crisis. And that's kind of sad that we have to start thinking about, well, we should be thinking about that.
Well, that brings it also to the topic that I don't necessarily think we can bring up because we're not entirely sure if it's public knowledge yet, but the whole thing that's going on at the middle school.
Well, that is public knowledge. That's okay. all over social media.
Well,
right
I didn't. I have for some reason I missed that on social media, so I happened to ask Mr. Beardo, who happens to be our next door neighbor, what was going on, and I had asked certain questions and stuff like that, and I don't know as a parent, like of a child that age, like how you guys, like we were never. This was never a conversation our parents ever had to have with us because at the time it didn't happen. And also, since Vegas and since that church shooting in Texas, Columbine is no longer the largest mass shooting. It's actually out of the top 10 now.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And Columbine was in the top 10 for the longest time.
Well, it was the biggest for the longest time.
Right. And then the Pulse nightclub shooting took that over. And now Vegas. And then this was also the shooting in Texas.
Yeah, that is.
It's also a quarter of their community, or almost half of their community is gone. They only had 3,000 people in that city.
Wow.
And 25 of them are dead.
Right.
That's like a lot.
Right.
And so there's just, it's crazy town.
Yeah. So that is on that sad shit.
And the thing is just going to, what's really sad is at this point, it's just going to keep going.
Yeah. There needs to be some type of gun control.
So actually, the health officials in Massachusetts are now calling gun violence a health crisis.
Hmm. Really?
So they will be doing something where they do background checks on people that are purchasing guns here in Massachusetts.
Which they should be doing anyway.
Which is also a bill to be passed and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, that's a health crisis, the opioid crisis, you know, like, there's a lot of fucking crisis.
Right, right. And if we don't get a hold of, you know, a handle on it, we're just going to become one of those crazy third world countries.
The thing is, those third world countries don't even have this much violence.
Right?
I mean, they have, like, obviously there's the bombings and there's the, you know, the thing that just happened in Africa and stuff like that. But, you know, they don't have mass shootings like this.
Right.
They don't just have people randomly walking into churches, or this dude that's upset because his wife won't let him see his kids and goes shoots up half the fucking town.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Absolutely
town.
Insane.
So speaking of things being knocked out of number one, Giselle has been taken down as number one model, and she's been number one since 2002.
Yep.
So who brought her down?
Kendall Jenner.
Stop.
I'm sorry, did anyone miss the whole Pepsi ad that came out? Like, seriously? Kendall Jenner.
Not for
Kendall
nothing.
Kendall Jenner.
There are so many more women. First of all, I think better looking than Giselle. I mean, Giselle's all right, but I think she's played out.
Oh, for sure.
But Kendall Jenner, I don't think she knocks out Giselle. I mean,
shouldn't. But Chrissy Teigen is number three.
Well, that bitch is
flawless.
Flawless.
That girl
And she's what, 60 something now?
Who, Giselle?
No, Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen's 33.
No. You know who I'm thinking of?
Christy Brinkley?
Yes.
She's in her 60s.
Yes, I'm thinking of her.
I'm
thinking of her. Chrissy Teigen, she's the one that's
married to John Legend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's all right.
But she's also the one that will sit there and eat fried chicken on her Instagram and be like, fuck you.
Right.
Like, she's the one that also started the zebra print, like, movement that happened. Show us your stripes, which was your stretch marks.
Right.
And she takes, like, you know, she gives no shits about what you have to think about.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I think models should have that kind of personality and behavior.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I think.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And then Blake Shelton, he has been named the sexiest man alive for People Magazine for 2017.
Jason Momoa was in a cave that day.
So, I mean, you know what? The one thing I like about People Magazine is that when they do the sexiest women alive, sexiest man alive, they are diverse with what they put up.
Really, Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston for a good majority of those years.
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo is one thing, but the thing is, it's like, why Julia Roberts? She hasn't been relevant. We've done this. We've actually talked about this in this
podcast as well as Jennifer Aniston. Flawless and ageless as well. I mean, she's looking great as well.
Right, but I'm thinking, like, you know,
maybe it's the way they're saying sexiest people. If you notice, it's how they're aging. So I really like how they're not putting people that it's not consistently 20-year-olds or even 30-year-olds. They are consistent with 40s and their 50s.
Shelton's like close. Yeah, he's like in his early 40s. But let's not forget that, you know, he decided to screw Gwen Stefani while he was still married. We all forgot about that. I think my favorite tweet about it was, he's the hottest divorced dad at the barbecue at the trailer park. I was like, yes. Now, they do also feature other men inside this article, but I was like, really? I'm sorry. Out of all of these men, you pick Blake Shelton? Hmm. All right.
All right. Maybe, you know, give it a little
something. To each his own, Midwest. To each his own. But also, in the time since episode 68, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are back together.
They are?
They are. Now, she... Did you not know that?
I didn't, but I... Because I've been kind of listening and following more on her talking about her kidney transplant.
Yes. So, right after her kidney transplant with her best friend, she broke up with The Weeknd and was seen, like, you know, bike riding with Justin, which, okay, fine, you get to hang out with your ex, that's fine. But then they started kissing, holding hands, like sneaking into places. So there's that. Justin Timberlake got named a halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, by himself this time. Because last time
he... You know he's bringing in Sync up in there.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yes.
You know, that would be awesome. Because you talk about... He's the
holdout. He's the holdout on the NSYNC reunion anyway.
He is?
Yes. He's the holdout.
Do you know Anna B calls Peter Joey Fatone?
That's kind of hilarious. Yeah. Joey was my favorite anyway. He couldn't really... Oh, no. He could sing.
I like Joey.
He's good. Yeah. And his hot dog stand is called Fat One.
It is.
Yeah. Rachel used to call him Joey Fat One all the time. But yeah, last time he was featured with Janet.
Right, that was the whole malfunction thing before.
Which the Patriots were in that Super Bowl. Just saying. Oh my God, Taylor Swift dropped her album.
I'm hearing of the newer songs from her album that are even on the radio, I don't like them.
No.
I like
the one that's called Endgame, and she's fucking smart. You want to know why?
Actually, is that the one I might like? The other ones I don't.
So what she did is you can't just go and buy every single, like, just a certain song off of that album. There's certain songs, like Endgame, you have to buy the whole album in order to get that song.
Right. Well, yeah. Because that's how are they going to make their money anymore with the internet and all that?
Well, so. She's really hard about streaming. But the thing is that most artists just release all songs as singles. Right. And they don't make that much money off of them.
Right.
So her being like, oh, you like this many songs? Or like this many songs got great reactions? Guess what? You have to buy the full album in order to get it.
Now, she is touring 2018. And those tickets go on sale the middle of December, right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
When she was here... Few years back, when Talia was really into her, I mean, I really did try. She was sold out in seconds.
Oh, for sure. They're going to be sold.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to be.
Yep.
And Pink isn't completely sold out. It's just $1 million to get fucking one ticket.
Well,
and everyone raves about how great of a show she is.
She does a great show.
Just can't bring myself to paying $200 a ticket.
No, my friends, we attempted to order Pink tickets, and within minutes, they were sold out because of the bots and stuff
like
that.
Same thing as Adele. Same thing with Adele. Adele is impossible. They ain't getting in for that.
I don't think we actually talked about it, but I did get to go see Bruno Mars this year, so there was that.
And that's pretty amazing. He was another one that sold out pretty quickly.
Oh, good.
He was really good.
Yep. But if you missed it, you can actually watch him live at the Apollo on Wednesday the 29th. Just to let you know. It's on CBS.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah. Besides that, pretty much every Kardashian's pregnant, which is weird. And one Jenner. One Jenner, the rest of the Kardashians. With the exception of Kourtney,
who's the oldest one?
Kourtney. She's not
pregnant. No, not Kourtney. Kim. Isn't Kim...
Kim's the middle one.
Yeah. Isn't she...
Yes. She's having a girl via surrogate in January.
And who's her surrogate?
That's private.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But they don't want any kind of stress or paparazzi or anything like that.
Right.
So there's a conspiracy theory that it's either Khloe or Kylie. But there's also confusion as to, yeah, we've seen their Snapchats. They don't look pregnant kind of thing. Right. So. Either way.
Ugh. So in other news, we have to bring this up because we never bring up the people who die and then we always forget. So,
oh no, we're going back to that. Don't worry. I got two more things.
Oh, you got two more. Okay.
Yeah. Martellus Bennett is back with the Patriots.
And don't you have that jersey? I do
get to wear that jersey.
The minute you bought that jersey.
That motherfucker went to Green Bay.
So now you could actually
win. Actually, he won the he went to the Super Bowl, and then he went to fucking Green Bay, and now he's back. And I personally feel like the NFL, like, if you buy a jersey and they get traded or whatnot within, like, 2 months of purchasing that jersey, you get to trade that out or get your money back. Like, that's how I feel.
I do, you know what? I do love and hold dear my Randy Moss jersey for the short time.
I have
time
a Teddy Bruschi one.
That he
so,
was on the Patriots. So yeah. I'm loving my Teddy, my Randy Moss.
And then also, speaking of football, GQ's Citizen of the Year is Colin Kaepernick.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they did a huge video, and of course, I'm going to say this, and I stand behind it. Of course, those particular people that, you know, like a certain politician are like, what about this guy who lost his eyes in Afghanistan? No, that's a hero. That's different. Citizen of the Year is not exactly someone who is in the military.
Of course.
Citizen,
that's what a citizen
of the year.
Yeah.
And they talked about how he raised all of this money and he actually used his own personal money to pay for schools back, Black Lives Matter, Black Girl Magic, like all this volunteer stuff that he's done in the year that he has not been employed by the NFL.
Right.
So, and I think it's great that when someone says, oh, you can't do this and we're going to do that to punish you, he's going to turn around and make that
a positive. He's done nothing but make his experience and try to help others' experiences be positive. He's the only, he really.
So, and also just a little thing that I forgot from Sunday is that Marshawn Lynch, who is on the Oakland Raiders, or now LA Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, whatever. I don't fucking know.
Isn't the Oakland Raiders?
No, they moved to Vegas.
So then they just played him on Sunday?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Right.
Right.
But they didn't say Oakland?
No, it's the Raiders. It's the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's stupid.
So Marshawn stood up for the Mexican national anthem and then sat down for the national anthem. And let's just say...
Well, people can't see my eye roll.
Yeah, right? No, can't hear that.
Hear my eye roll.
But people are very upset and been like, he should go to Mexico. It's like, but you do understand that Mexico... But also, Marshawn Lynch, by the way, even though he's been in the NFL for as long as he has, lives in his pretty much his very same neighborhood he grew up in Oakland.
Really?
Where there's gangbangers. He lives in deep East Oakland. He rides his bike out there. He hangs out with the little kids. He does, like, football with them. Yes. So, I mean, say what you want, but this dude is leading by example and not just, you know, flashing this shit left and right. Now, granted, sure, they might all have, like, you know, they might say some things off the cuff or whatever. They may not have all been fantastic guys. But the fact is that most of them are leading by example. He's got pop-up shops. He always supports local shops in Oakland and stuff like that. I'm just sad that I moved from Oakland when he came back to Oakland after being in Seattle.
Oh,
So when he came back to Oakland, I was in Seattle. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. Peter and Joey understand what I meant. So anyway, that's it. That's all I'm... we've missed in the 42 days since we've...
Well, this is pretty recent, just a few days ago. So David Cassidy ended up...
He died today, last night.
Okay, I thought it was the other day.
No, he was hospitalized.
Yeah, but then there was pretty... They were pretty much everybody... He was on his way out.
It was, organ failure. Yeah. Charles Manson also died. But David Cassidy, was as of this morning, David Cassidy had passed away.
And then Charles Manson, that's just, he's a fucking nutbag.
Well, yeah. But we knew that. But Voodoo Donuts in Portland,
Oregon?
Yes.
The one that I went to?
Yes. Well, they have like several Voodoo Donuts. They did a series of Charles Manson donuts. And people are conflicted because they're like, why would you honor something like that? And I think they were celebrating the death of him.
Yeah.
But that didn't go over very well.
Yeah.
That it was kind of a miss.
That Voodoo Donuts in Portland It's the original one, and it's
they have six in Portland.
Yeah, but this one's the original one that I went to. It was the first.
Oh, you went to the original one.
It's really small.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting how small it is.
Really tiny.
The fucking motorized. I've been to three of those Voodoo Donuts. I am well aware. I fell asleep on Voodoo Donuts, like on the drive from Portland back to San Francisco. I am well aware of that Voodoo Donuts.
It's tiny.
Yep.
Why do we have Puerto Rico there? We already talked about
that. Oh, yeah. By the way, Puerto Rico is still, half of the island is still without power. Actually, that's crazy. Only three quarters of the island is still without power. Yes.
And nobody talks about that.
Nope. Just thought
of it. And they're part of the United States.
Just brought that up. Yeah.
No one talks about that.
No. Also, net neutrality, definitely write into your local politicians and your state politicians, because net neutrality, without it, you are going to suffer tremendously.
So can you talk about what net neutrality is?
So no net neutrality means that, so instead of you paying for like $54.99 a month for videos for on your phone, emails, gaming, social media, without net neutrality, you have to pay like $17 to stream a video, $8.99 a month for email, $14.99 for gaming on your phone, and also $12.99 in order to check Facebook.
What?
On your phone or your computer without net neutrality. Without net neutrality, yes.
And why is this becoming, why are they doing,
because the FCC has been getting ready to overturn net neutrality. And if they succeed, the ISPs will be able to split the internet into packages.
Oh my god, stop it.
So just,
this is the most asinine thing. This is all about the almighty dollar. You know who would know how to get around this? It'd be Joey. He knows how to get around the cable and he always knows the up and coming, what's the best deal to, you know, stream, or what's the best deal to watch cable, or
so
all that
just
stuff.
To let you know, with net neutrality, you pay like $54.99 and you're able to pull up Facebook like what I'm doing right now, able to pull up a video like I'm doing right now, able to pull up Snapchat like I'm doing right now. Doing all of these things at the same time right now.
Right.
So I just thought I'd let you know, bring that up, so this way, you know, we're current on events.
Well, that is definitely a new one.
Yeah, that is a new one. That all woke up this morning. You know, there's that.
Another thing we're not going to spend too much time on, because it's been fucking beat like a dead horse, and just more and more things keep being brought up, and everyone.
I was like, wait, where are we going?
Because it started 42 mm-hmm. days ago, probably longer. When did
41 days ago
is when
you recorded with Joey.
No. I'm talking about the first incident.
Well,
one who started it all.
So you're talking about the Me Too movement, right, which brought Harvey Weinstein up.
Yes, Harvey. And that's so, been going on.
So yes.
And now just all these are following suit.
Well, the thing is, it's not a problem, because what it is these women are now feeling empowered and feel safe to come out with this.
Here's the funny part. Why didn't they just start this and do this, the whole Bill Cosby thing?
They did. They tried.
But not with Harry Weinstein.
Oh, Weinstein's been on the radar for a very long time. The problem is that women were getting paid off not to talk about it. Rose McGowan was paid off not to talk about it. Angelina Jolie. And now, because those women who are at the top of the Hollywood food chain have come out, all these other women and men are like, oh, fuck this, let's go.
Right.
Because you know what? Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K., which I do like Louis, but unfortunately, you know, Charlie Rose, who yesterday was suspended and now fired this morning, they used their power.
Right.
They
right.
used the fact that people, like Louis C.K. had said, that he used his power because these women wanted to work with him. These women,
but he admitted it.
He admitted.
He did not say he's sorry, but he did admit it, and he did talk about the situation.
Right, but the thing is that he's still like he's embarrassed. However,
right,
Weinstein, it's still one of those things. It was in his contract, that, you know, certain women, like if this was to come up, to pay these women off. John Lasseter of Pixar just now stepped down. He's taken a leave of absence because there was some misconduct, or they call it missteps. But here's the thing. So Anthony Rapp is an actor. He was the one that brought up Kevin Spacey. The fact that he was 14 years old right. at this party. Here's the thing.
In the 80s.
This happened in the 80s. Since him coming out, Spacey has been fired. The film that was actually supposed to come out next month of Spacey, they went back and they recorded over him. Like, they cut him out of the movie. And wow. they're doing a reshoot. Here's the thing. No one questioned Anthony Rapp about this. It was like, he's out. However, with Weinstein, all these other women now, people are starting to question, are you sure that happened? So there's that. So since your last podcast, there has been a huge snowstorm. And actually, of all people, Mel Gibson had made a comment that this is just the precursor of the new Hollywood. This Weinstein thing is a precursor to the game change.
Huh.
Because, you know, it does make you think, was this what this is? So, you know, obviously with the Me Too movement, you know, and I think I've said this before, I don't recall ever being sexually harassed, but we'll say that.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been sexually harassed. I mean, people have made comments, but, you know, it also keeps in mind that, too, just because you're friends with somebody doesn't give you the right to touch them.
Right.
Like, if someone doesn't want to be touched and you continue to touch them, then you are in the wrong.
Right.
One comedian did say this, and, you know, obviously I have some things. And it's kind of like to men, it's like, here's a thought. Don't say anything or do anything to a woman that you don't want another man doing to you in prison. Or another man in general.
Right.
I saw a meme the other day where it's like, you know, for the last month, you pretty much every woman you know has gone through some traumatic issue. Buy them a coffee today. Like, that kind of thing. Because of this movement. And right. I think it made some guys, like, you know, I know guys in my social circle, like, kind of realize, well, fuck. Like, almost everyone I know has gone through this. Even Terry Crews. You know Terry Crews mm-hmm. from White Girls and mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He even came out that said some Hollywood producer groped him. And he was like, it's not okay.
Right.
And he's now suing.
Wow.
So, you know, it happens to men, too.
Right.
So there's that. So, and I know that we didn't get to talk about it because obviously when we were talking about it, it was like the dog rescuers and the Me Too movement kind of like started legit the next day. So
right,
we
right.
didn't really touch base on it.
Right.
But, yeah, the standpoint is no matter what, boyfriend or girlfriend, it's not okay to touch them when they don't want to be touched. So don't touch them.
Correct.
That's it.
Okay, I'm sure there's more to come on that in the
I'm
future.
Sure we're going to see this for a while. Yeah. I mean, if John Lasseter of Pixar, you know, I mean, Charlie Rose, this stuff happened to him, like, up until 2011. Like, he was saying, doing stuff until 2011.
Right.
And now he's fired from PBS and CBS. And everyone he's worked with
right.
has to now do coverage on him.
Right.
Which is tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah.
Today is Thanksgiving Eve.
It is. Hence, so you will hear this on Thanksgiving.
Yes, hence our opener, which Bridget thought it was hilarious to throw in that. That's in there, right? That's what? In the opener?
Yeah.
What? The laughing?
Oh, yeah.
So, which then you kind of remixed that with Adam Sandler. I thought that was
no.
Genius.
Adam Sandler will be at the end.
At the end.
He'll be at the end.
Yeah.
So wait for him.
That was fun. I was stuck in the closet. I got out.
So many things. Welcome. And rainbows and unicorns. Should I throw you a glitter party? Or go on another nationally syndicated podcast, because I could do that too. Oh, that's right. No one ever heard that little bonus episode. So yeah.
No, because I think Vegas happened that day.
Yeah,
we were gonna do a bonus episode, and we pulled it.
So yeah,
it was.
I was on a nationally syndicated podcast.
Yes.
Pretty.
Yeah. So actually a couple things coming up before we talk about the holidays, because that's what today is. Well, tomorrow is going to be the start of official start of kind of the holiday season. However, do you think Halloween is the official start of a holiday season, or do you think Thanksgiving is? I kind of think Halloween.
I think Halloween is the start of the race. Like, I think it's the start. It's because everyone starts prepping for Thanksgiving. Who am I going to invite? Are we doing a Friendsgiving? Where are we going? What pie do I make? Who's making the turkey? Whose house are we going to? Which workout am I going to do in order to eat all the foods and all the things? And I think it's kind of like the slow roll of like, all right, game face. Because right after Halloween is also, when is that weather coming? At least for us here in New England.
Well, October 31st, the next day is November 1st, and especially with Thanksgiving being so early this year.
This year
it's the 23rd. So not just 23 days ago was Halloween. So, you know, and then you have a longer span to Christmas than you do to...
Still 3 weeks.
It's
3 weeks, because you think about it, next week, there's only 2 weeks after that, and then it's Christmas week.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So,
yeah, I would say so, because it's still the same span of time.
So, the thing is that it was a running joke, like, around Halloween that all of a sudden Christmas, like, decorations were out at stores.
Always, though.
But here's the thing is, so Target had come out and said that they are not going to do the Christmas creep. And we're like, but wait a minute, you've already done the Christmas creep. So, next year, they're going to make it a plan that they are not going to put Christmas out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
And actually...
They do it before friggin' Halloween. So how do they think they're going to do it before Thanksgiving?
That's the thing. That's what they're saying is next year we're not doing that.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's what they said. So, you know, and also Macy's said they would follow suit as well. Because it's also... For me, the holidays suck. It's a trigger for me. You know, there's
triggers for a lot of people.
Yeah, there's triggers for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like the holidays. People don't want to listen to fucking Christmas music on November 1st.
Well, I do, and that's what I do.
Great. But also, there are people that also kind of force that down other people's throats when they're like, I don't want to listen to Christmas music until Thanksgiving. Like, today is acceptable because it's almost Thanksgiving. It's legit less than 24 hours away. Actually, it's less than 9 hours away. you know, but there's just certain people or certain stores just like, oh my God, can we get a fucking... Next thing you know, there's going to be fucking 4th of July decorations on December 26th. It's like...
Well, actually, that would be... Valentine's Day.
Like, calm the fuck down. Stop rushing. Like, take some fucking time. Every day. Like, it's now just a race to buy.
Yeah, but it's been like that.
But it's become more noticeable now.
Right.
It's like, stop it.
Right.
Can we just get through one fucking month?
Yeah, no, because they
let's take our time on the holidays, because you rush and it just becomes so incredibly like painful.
So I was trying to think of the date today. Today's November
22nd.
And actually, so November 20th was Transgender Remembrance Day.
Correct.
I know we're not allowed to talk about politics, but just throwing out there that, you know, even though the
LGBTQ.
Yep, there's so many letters. Is there anything after Q now?
There's A, but it's the allies, but it's...
Okay, fine. All right. That our nation's first openly transgender lawmaker.
Yes.
In Virginia. Virginia.
And she took down...
No less.
She took down the motherfucker that wrote the bathroom ban. Bye, bitch. Actually, she was Demi Lovato's date to the American Music Awards.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome.
She was.
So just throwing that out there. Next week, on Tuesday, the November 28th, featuring two of our friends. We have Hannah Kimberly, and they're going to be at Cape Ann G. Clay, who is ran by Anna and James. And they have the We Can, the Women's Equality of Cape Ann, and it's their first annual.
Their first anniversary.
I thought it was their first annual something. Oh, it's their first anniversary.
It's their 1 year
of We Can, Women's Equality of Cape Ann. So I actually was looking into that because I might go.
Awesome. some.
I just have to see what I have.
And it's going from 6:30 to like, I think 9:30
p.m. Yeah, so that might be something that I might be able to do. And then the YMCA, the Teen Kids Lock-In, they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's for like Black Friday. Like, I think it's also little kids. Like, I don't know.
It's a huge span. So
I was going to say, I think the leaders are helping Caitlin, who runs the teen leaders for the most part. Doing the lock-in.
Right.
And stuff like that. Okay. So.
All right. So,
yeah, it's the Friday night lock-in. It's, let's see, it's $30 for members, and community. And the drop-off is at 9 p.m. on Thursday night. So tomorrow, or tonight, if you're listening.
Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. You said Thursday.
Yeah, but everyone's going to be listening to this tomorrow because we're not posting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Thursday.
See what I did there? That's radio magic.
So it's actually on Thanksgiving night.
Yes. Black Friday lock-in. So Black Friday is prime time for holiday shopping. Leave your kids in the capable hands of the KFAM YMCA staff. Will you grab those holiday bargains? So, yes.
And then when do you have to pick up the children?
8 a.m. on Friday. So make sure all kids bring a sleeping bag and a pillow because we will be pausing the fun for a few hours of sleep.
And the YMCA is actually, well, not that we should, it doesn't matter now because...
They are open. Well, yes. No. I was at the YMCA this morning for Zumba class at 8 a.m. On Thanksgiving Day. Erin V is amazing. I used to grumble under my breath at everyone that would come in on Thanksgiving Day, but then I remember...
Oh, Erin's doing it?
Yeah.
Did it?
But then I remember paid time and a half. Okay! So there's that.
I love Erin. Okay.
Oh, man. Her class is so fucking insane on Monday nights. Kind of love it, but I also hate it at the same time. Can't wait until everyone in January decides to sign up and then, like, is in my way for, like, a month and then they go away. It's going to be great. Good times, yay!
Yeah. I have to ask Tyler if he's going to go to that, but not that that makes sense because I'd like to be out of here by 7 or 8. Do you do Black Friday?
I'm usually broke on Black Friday.
Yeah, I get paid on Black Friday. Yeah. So you're, like, the opposite.
Yeah, but I've also bought all of my Christmas stuff already. So
you have?
Yeah. Amazon wish list, man.
You are on fire.
Yep. I'm pretty much done with the exception of, like, I've got one more thing I need to add to your thing. And then I got to find something for Peter. And then I think I got to buy one more thing for my mom. She put a weed grinder on her.
Is she serious?
I love it.
So is she serious?
She is serious.
All right,
so fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, my brother's going to see that. This is the greatest day.
So does hell always break loose at Christmas?
I think it helps start breaking loose on Thanksgiving. Like, just, like...
Is that because of Black Friday?
No, I think with your personal story that you had happen between your daughter and your dog, it's like... I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah. Jesus, does everything just fall apart at the holiday, like the day before the holiday?
Like, yeah, does that just, you know?
Oh, that's how it works, you know?
So, basically this would be a PSA for people. Talia accidentally put diesel fuel to her car.
Yeah.
She went 2 miles, before the light came on. So we are still trying to find out by today, hopefully, if her engine has seized. Lots of different theories around this, whether it has been or not. But I have now learned more about gas and what's the difference between gas and diesel and what it does to your car more than I would care, because Peter has told me all about it, about what gas actually does and takes to make it work and what diesel does. And yeah, so that's good stuff. And I can hear Talia in the other room actually.
Yeah. One quick thing for an event that is coming up on New Year's Eve. So Paul, who has been on our podcast, who is part of the Closet Case Party, They have Angina and James Mansfield coming to perform on New Year's Eve, and I am blown away because I have not seen Angina since she won RuPaul's Drag Race season 1.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
The I could tell you what year that was. That was 2009. Because Angina and Jade are the reason why Britney, drunk Britney, came out of me. Or blackout Britney is what we'll call her. And she's been never been seen again. But yeah.
How did he get that?
What?
How did he get them?
He met with somebody through just marketing and Instagram and hashtag.
And where's that going to be?
I think that's actually going to be
at the Cape Ann.
I don't know if it's going to be at Cape Ann Cinema, but let me take a look. That should have been something. I just happened to notice it. That's why I asked. That's why I mentioned it. Let me check on that real quick.
Are you going to be doing that?
No, I've already got another event I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. It's also, like, you know, it's a dinner and a show.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
You know, the money is, you know, pretty worth it in regards to, like, what you're getting. You're also getting, like, the champagne toast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I am thoroughly impressed. I was like, holy fucking shit, you got Angina? I'm like, good Lord. I haven't seen her since 2008 Pride. So I'm like, blown away. So congratulations to you, Paul, on that fucking incredible shit. This is going to be at I don't know where that's gonna be. Nine Wallace Street. So it's Gimme Live or Nine Wallace in Beverly.
Oh, it's in Beverly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so Gimme Live is actually, I forget their names right now, but it's actually, it's going to be a part of that. So.
So it's Closet Case, the Oddball, hosted by the Nobodies, December 31st. Dinner and show at 7:30. Show only at 9 p.m. Limited seating available. Okay. Just thought you'd
so love. Make sure. So what I do usually on the blog every year is I put together where and what is happening on New Year's Eve. So make sure that I remind you.
I will
to do
send
that.
You a reminder.
Yep, so I will do that.
I should also send you a reminder about that other thing I sent you a reminder about last week.
Oh yeah, I can just ask her now.
Well, no, you got to ask him now.
Well, I got to ask her if she wants it there, because if she doesn't, then I'm not going to ask him.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to run it by her.
Big booking.
So I think we've covered just about everything. This was Leisha Unleashed in the past 41 days. What has happened?
We've got 42 minutes, so how perfect.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yep.
So I think it's perfect. So it is November 23rd. Well, by the time you hear this, it will be on Thanksgiving Day.
So actually, by the time you hear this, it'll be November 24th, Joey and Peter. And all of our other secret
our
listeners.
Our only two.
Once again, you know, if you do listen, even if you listen later in the future, you know, or whatever, just drop
future,
us.
Future.
Oh, there's also, who's the guy that always comments? Oh, the husband and wife. I love those guys. They always comment on your posts. Is it Dave and Kim or Dave and... Aren't they in, like, Japan or something like that?
Oh, our super fan. The GMG super fan.
Okay.
Dave, I forget his last name. But, yeah, so his wife...
Sorry,
so
Dave.
Sorry, Dave Moore? No.
Yeah.
Moore?
Yeah, I think
sorry,
it's
Dave.
Moore.
Super fan Dave and his wife Kim. Yes, they... Yeah, super fan. Yes.
So, other than that, if you...
We are internationally... Because of Dave and Kim, we are internationally known.
So, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock a microphone. Okay, just kidding. No, I am internationally known, as well as nationally. yeah, so there's that. So, if you are a secret listener, drop us a line, drop us a comment, drop us a tweet. You know, we're always open for topics.
We upcoming, we actually going to have our spirit animal podcast.
We are.
And
Alicia this is news to your executive producer here.
Well, I mean, you're the one who came up with that.
I know, but you're the one with a busy scandal.
Alicia Luhu from Twitter.
Oh, she's finally gonna come through?
We're gonna have to schedule it.
Do you want me to grab Christina? You tell me when Alicia's available and I will grab Christina.
We got it. So, really funny because Joey kind of introduced me through social media with Alicia. She's like, you'll love her. She's awesome. And I started following her on Twitter. We started following each other. And we've been talking about getting her on the podcast since January of 2016.
Yes, I do remember.
We've been talking about this for a long time. So, and now we're Facebook friends on top of Twitter. And I really can't wait to meet her. So, talking to her through social media for almost 2 years.
So I met with one of my spirit animals last night. And she's like, I'm making a trip to Gloucester. She talks about coming on the podcast all the time. I'm like, bitch, set it up. Let's do this. I'm like, well, actually, let me run this by the actual star of the podcast. Sorry. But, you know.
So it'll be fun. So we have some good stuff coming up.
I've only seen you twice in the 42 days.
I know. And I don't
know.
And
Snapchat doesn't necessarily count.
I know. And I'm taking a secret trip next week, just in case that person listens to this podcast, which I don't think they do. But I have a secret.
Oh, right.
I have a secret trip
coming. You have a fucking
up.
Secret trip coming? Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
I have a secret trip coming, and then, yes, you know, yes, and then yes. After that's holiday and crazy
parties
and
stuff,
shit. Yeah.
And...
So yeah. Good times.
Yep.
All right. So this is episode 70, Alicia Unleashed. Oh, we didn't say it was with B-Side.
I figured they knew that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't even do
Sally
the show
the
notes. God damn.
That's
all right. Yeah.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Eat all the pie.
I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.